Hello and welcome to Passion, Purpose, Prosperity, Week 5 Meditation. And this week, oh, so many wonderful, beautiful things happening. You've done so much already. Utilize this meditation at least 3 times this week. And when you're ready, find yourself a spot, a special space, a sacred container for you to rest. If you need to feel supported in your back, you can lean against a wall or the back of a chair. And uncross your legs and your arms. Unless you're sitting in lotus on the floor, that's absolutely fine. And find your spot and just pay attention for a moment. This week in our assignment, we thought about our environment. We looked at our physical, our homes, our work, our cars, our bodies. We looked at our stimulus, the screen time, our books, people, friends, and family. And we looked at our spirituality, our prayer, our meditation, the knowledge, the things we listen to. And so in our meditation today, let's sit quietly for just a little while and pay attention to our surroundings. So wherever you are, as your eyes begin to close and your body begins to relax, take a moment to listen. Listen to the sounds near and listen to the sounds far. Notice what they are and then let them pass. Now notice any aromas in the air. Can you smell the flowers you bought at the store? The incense you're burning? The dinner you cooked? The oils you put on this morning? Notice the aromas in your environment. Now let's turn inward, feeling your body. What does it feel like for you, your soul, your spirit, your energy, to live in this physical body? Does it feel heavy, light? Does it feel full or empty? Does it feel spacious or cramped? Where do you feel your soul? Does it feel like your soul is living in your heart? In your head? In your stomach? Your big left toe? See if you can pinpoint where your soul feels like it is right now. And now notice how your skin feels. Bring all your energy and all your attention to your skin. Can you feel any humidity in the air? Can you feel a breeze? Can you feel the hair moving on your skin? Feel the weight of your clothing on your skin. There's no judgment here. It's just paying attention, noticing, observing. And now bring your attention to your heart. Can you feel your heart? Can you feel the space that it holds in your chest? Can you feel it pumping the blood in your body? Can you feel the blood running through your veins? I bet you can feel your pulse. One of the things that we feel fairly regularly, especially because you've been meditating, you can feel your breath. Feel the cool air as it comes in through your nose. Feel the expansion of your lungs and your rib cage. And then feel the warm air as it leaves your body. When in doubt, when you need to feel, when you need to observe, just check in with the breath. It's always there for you. It never asks anything of you. And it's an instant space to observe what's happening in the here and now. Now let's observe what's happening in your mind. However you envision your brain, get that picture in your head. You may see it like a bunch of rooms in a really big mansion. Or you may see it very scientifical and see the actual brain itself and the different areas of the brain that do different things and control different parts of our body and different types of thought and memory. Or you might see it as a beautiful open field filled with wildflowers and butterflies. Imagine your brain. Notice what parts of your brain are ignited right now. How many different conversations are going on? And as you notice, part of your brain may be thinking about what's happening later on today. Make note of it and then let it go for now. Part of your brain might be thinking about what happened yesterday, might be replaying a scene, might be wishing that something was done differently. Make note of it and let it go, just for now. Notice whatever parts of your brain, whatever voices are talking, and let them know that for the next few minutes, we're just going to observe. As we sit in silence for just a few minutes now, whatever comes through, if you find yourself being distracted, if you find yourself listening to the voices, just bring your attention back to your breath. And to help keep your breath in mind and easily accessible, we're going to use the simple mantra of So Hum, S-O-H-U-M. When you breathe in, you're going to think the sound so, and when you breathe out, think the sound hum. This is a very simple primordial sound, and as your mind rushes off in one direction or the other, just bring it back with inhaling so and exhaling hum. And we'll do this just for a few minutes. find yourself in a nice pattern. And you observe that your mind is really releasing, or you desire that to happen. You can pause this meditation at any time. Maybe set a timer so you don't go too long. And just focus on your breath and the inhalation of so and the exhalation of hum. You can still notice the sounds around you, the aromas. You may even notice the lights on the back of your eyelids. You can notice your breath, your skin, your emotions, and even the thoughts and voices that pass through your head. This so hum meditation really helps us bring ourselves back to center. It takes our mind off of all the lists, off of the past and the future, and brings us to this moment, right here, right now. You can follow this meditation or use So Hum this week, at least 3 times, if not more. And I encourage you to do the beginning of this meditation at least a couple more times, believing that there is a soul that lives within your body and knowing where that soul lives today and appreciating the beautiful ride that you have for this lifetime. Those are all magnificent feats. And to keep them close to your heart is very powerful for manifestation and happiness in general. So when you're ready, bring your attention to your breath and take a nice, big, cool inhalation in. And a nice, deep exhalation out. And begin to roll your shoulders. Gently moving your neck up and down and side to side, wiggling your toes. Give yourself a nice big stretch, open with your arms and a hug, embracing yourself with your hands. And hopefully your journal's close by. I would take a few moments to write about the meditation, about the silence, about the sounds, about your soul. Remember, this week is all about the observation of your surroundings, about how you treat what you have, and if that's bringing things closer or pushing things further away. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.